It's time for another check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got their superintendent on the line, Mr. James Capte, and they had their first ever live-streamed school board meeting last night. So how did that action under the cameras go for you?
You know, it was, there are always going to be some technical difficulties, as you can appreciate, doing live broadcasts and those things.
Absolutely.
But I think overall it went very well, in the sense of we had a few live viewers on during the meeting because they could track that. I think we had 5 viewers on at that point. But by the end of the night, there had been 100 people that actually Whoa. Looked at that. So our intent is to kind of create that as much transparency for our community. And so, yeah, it was a success. We got some audio difficulties we're going to keep working on, but overall, it was a good start for us, Blake.
Awesome. Good to hear that it went all right for you. Were there any big ticket items on the docket to discuss?
You know, it was a good board meeting. We went through a lot of celebratory things, if Ooh. You will, and planning Ooh. Ahead. And we talked a lot about homecoming and homecoming process, and the community involvement and all of that was amazing. And then jumping forward, then this week, tomorrow, we have our reading Under the Lights coming up. And so that's kind of a big focus for the school and the board. The board is cooking for us, and I believe they're all really good cooks. So Ooh. They're cooking and providing the meal for all the families tomorrow night at 5:30, and then kids and we'll all get a free book, and we have some things to do with reading out there on the football field. And all of that kind of ties back into, we just got a brand new sound system on our football field, and so we're really, really excited about that. Stockman's Bank donated to make that happen, and so just a lot of those kind of things going along that are exciting and fun and really keeping our community on its toes and involved.
Awesome. Glad to hear Stockman Bank ended up helping you out with the sound system. That's darn nice of them. And hey, back to homecoming just real fast. I wanted to give you a shout out and some kudos for the Ekalaka Public Schools. I saw you did get some kids out dancing maybe a little bit for homecoming, and that just warmed my heart a bit to see. I know we talked about how it was kind of a struggle getting those high schoolers to dance these days, and I saw a few pictures and videos up on the old Facebook about that. So good job getting those kids out there.
Well, thanks, Blake. I just can't say enough about kids in general. Sometimes if we put an expectation that our kids are, the world is falling apart, we quickly find a lot of reasons to go along that path. But we have some really good kids, and the community stepped in and provided those dance lessons. And just, I mean, they moved the dance from inside to outside and danced in the parking lot. I want to say like the good old days, but like truly just being out at the barn. And it was really, it made my heart happy too. The kids genuinely had a good time that night.
Awesome. And then I also wanted to ask you, what do you guys have going on with donorschoose.org? It looks like you're kind of using that website to maybe help get some school equipment. So would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Donors Choose is a really cool website where it allows people to go in and pick a project and donate to it, whether it's $5 or $100 or whatnot. And it is, it's really targets public schools and helping schools get kind of things that maybe they are just a little bit outside the budget. And so we put that information out to our teachers and said, hey, you know, put those projects out there if you want something and that. And we've had a lot of teachers put some projects out there for books and materials and get those things approved. We've had some technologies, some Arduinos, which are programmable little robot pieces, and they got those things approved. And so it's just a great way to kind of, you know, put that wish list of things, gosh, I wish I could do, and take a little bit of that burden off of our teachers from trying to fund that just out of their pockets. And we've had really good support. And like, the cool part is the support doesn't always come from, like, just the people here. I mean, people around the country, around the world, get on their businesses and whatnot and are like, hey, we're going to support this because it's dealing with technology or it's dealing with science or those things. So it's a really, really good tool.
Yeah, that's really awesome idea that somebody put that together. And again, that website, if you want to check out Ekalaka's posts on there, it's donorschoose.org. So donorschoose.org. And that'll get you right to that website. And don't forget Reading Under the Lights happening this Thursday, the 10th. That starts at 5 p.m. at the Ekalaka football field. Did you end up finding any magicians for that?
you know, we didn't. Well, I've kind of got maybe a half-hearted magician that we're going to try to work it. But we've got some exciting magic, if you will, going to happen at that night. So I'm really excited about that one. I'll throw in here too, Blake. The other thing we talked about at the board meeting, we got a little information going out there. We've worked with Southeast Electric and all of the local emergency responders, as far as Highway Patrol and Sheriff's Department, EMTs, those things. And we're having a safety squad rally on Monday. And with that, our kids are going to get a chance to go through some electricity safety things. Southeast Electric has a trailer that they bring in. And so it teaches them about if a power line's down, if this is happening. Our fire crews are going to teach them, a little bit more than just the stop, drop, and roll. But hunting season upon us, and it's really, really dry. So some things to consider when you're out in a car in dry grassland and all these kind of different things. But our kids are going to get a chance to work through that. And then they get to end the day talking about some job possibilities if they decided to go into being maybe an electrician, maybe being an EMT, all of those pieces. So we're excited about just kind of creating these learning opportunities for our kids and putting them out there so that kids know what's possible and also know what's possible here in our area.
Awesome. So safety squad Monday coming up. That's a pretty neat idea. Just moving and shaking as always down there with Ekalaka Public Schools. You guys are always getting after it, no doubt about that.
Well, and Blake, I'm gonna give you a shout out. I was listening. I was actually mowing a little bit, working on my own tractor, and I was listening to the football game, the Weibo Ekalaka football game, and for all the Bulldog fans, it turned out the way we wanted it to turn out. And I just want to tell you, for not knowing every kid and not, doing every game for us and getting, you did a great job. And I know our community appreciated. I appreciated being able to keep up on that game and know what was going on. And it was fun. It's always, there's something about having those kind of, I call them old school, but old school broadcasts of the games.
Hey, I sure appreciate those kind words. That really means a lot to me. I appreciate you tuning in. And I really hope that we're able to, I don't want to put the cart before the horse or anything here, but I really hope that we're following maybe some playoff games for the Bulldogs. So hopefully I've got a couple more games in me this season yet for y'all.
Oh, we're battling the injury bug right now, but I think some pieces are coming back together. And I have some faith that we're knocking on the door to the playoffs right now. We got to get one more make that happen, and I think we can do it.
Yeah, I think it might be coming down to that very last one against Scobie, so definitely going to be a lot of interest here in the final moments of the regular season for the Bulldogs. It's pretty exciting, like that Weibo game was, man. Definitely, like you said, went Ekalaka's way, but yeah, that was an exciting game to call, and that always helps keep me invested and entertained as well, so that was a good time.
And I was just happy to hear you didn't blow away. Definitely, the wind sounded like something going on during that game for sure.
Yep, that was absolutely something. If they would have passed the ball more than the two times they did, both of those teams, it might have ended up over on the North Dakota side of the border. So, yeah, that was something else. But I think that wraps up kind of the notes that I had here for you today. Is there anything else you wanted to grab while I still had you on the line here?
You know, I just again want to say thanks for the radio station working with us to help get that information out, just the same as us streaming our meetings and those things. We really just want people to know what's going on, and the more people know what's going on, the more great ideas seem to keep coming out, and which is good for all of our kids. So I appreciate the radio working with us. I appreciate getting to talk to you, Blake, and it's always good.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate you giving us some of your time and spreading the information along. Yeah, helps us out as much as it helps you out. So we'll look forward to another check-in next month at the very least.
All right. Sounds good, Blake.
Talk to you later.